We're going to start on Erevin, on page Nun Dalid, actually Nun Gimel Beis, the last two lines. The Gemara says the following. Vurra Ashkacha Selahu Talmida. Vuryev, who was a wife of a mayor, found the student, Tahavikar Garis Belechisha, that he, when he learned his Torah, he said it silently to himself. She kicked him. Amrulay, she said to him, Lo kach kasuf, doesn't Torah write, Aruch amikol ushamura, it is arranged all in vishmura and observed or watched. The Mar explains, Im arucha v'remesh men ches ivarim shalcha, if it will be arranged in your 248 limbs, mishtamaris, the Torah you have, you'll be able to watch it and preserve it, meaning that you'll be able to remember it. V'im lav, if not, eina mishtamaris, it will not be preserved. Rashi explains, what's batashubay? Batabash, she actually collect them. As we see, the Gemara is going to talk about the concept of when a person learns, it's not just enough to be in the mind. Learning has to be alive. It has to be voiced. It has to be worked through, and it has to be absorbed by the person's limbs. Tana, the Gemara continues, Talmud Echad Hayil Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer had a student. Shayashayne Belachash. Again, same complaint. He learned in a whisper. L'achar Gimel Shanim Shakach Talmudo. After 3 years of his learning, he forgot his learning. And the Mara continues, Talmud Tanu he learned. Talmud Echad Hayil Rabbi Lezer. There was a student to Rabbi Elazar, Shinizchai Bisraif Lamakam, that it was obligated to be burnt for Lamakam Tashem. Amru, they said, Hanichulai, leave him alone, because Adon Gadol Shamish, because he served a great person. So the Marsha explains, why was this person obligated to be was killed? For the same thing, that as the Marsha is dealing with the concept, when a person learns, he needs to express what he learns and voice what he learns. And this person did not, and as the Torah is called, Ki Heim Chayen Ve'echemenu. The Torah itself is a living Torah, it's a lengthening of days. So someone who doesn't act for it properly, therefore such a person is, in a sense, has done away with his responsibility, so such a person shouldn't live anymore. The Torah says, but the Gemara says, because in the merit of him serving a Talmudic scholar, therefore he should not be killed. Amalei Shmuel of Yehuda. Shmuel said to his student, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinon, which means sharp one, Pesach Pumech, open your mouth. Kari read, Pesach Pumech, open your mouth. Tanu, we learn, Ki Heichi, this Tekayim Bech, that should be fulfilled in you. The Tarech Chayich, the Torah should be your life, Shine Amar, as the Pasuk says, Ki Chayim Heim, for his life they are to those who find them, and to all his flesh is cured. And the Gemara continues, Al tikre lemaseihem, to who find them, ella lemaseihem befeh, only to those who bring out with the mouth, meaning that in learning it's not just a concept that we've been learning until now. It's not enough just to learn in the mind. One has to vocalize with one's voice as learning. Amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinin a short one, Chatuf ve'echol, Chatuf ve'ishter. Grab and eat, grab and drink. The Alma da'azlina minei, kehalula dami. The world that goes from you has to be like a party. So Rashi explains, what does this mean? Chatuf echol means like this. Im yesh lecha mamun lehanas imcha atmecha. If a person has money to benefit from it, al tam tin al machar, don't wait till tomorrow, because shema tamus, you may die. Yeshuv ein lecha hana, you may not have the benefit from it. The Gemara says, the world should be kalul dami, hayam yashna, today is now, ulmachar einenu, and tomorrow is not. Daim lechupa is similar to a wedding canopy, shahoch and maher, that goes away very quickly. The Mara continues, amalei, again, the opportunity, when it comes to you, take hold of it. Don't let the opportunity go by you. When Hashem gives you something, don't abuse it. On the other hand, don't let it go by. Amalei Rav said to Rav Hamnuna, Vini, he said, my son, in yesh lecha heitav lecha, if you have it, it'll be good to you. She'em v'sha'al tanug, for in the grave is no joys. The ein l'mamus hismamo, and to death there is no delay. Meaning, when something comes to you, you know, again, as Rashi says, v'ein ha'adam, v'ein l'mamus mehamisamei, means ikav, to hold back. Keep his own ha'adam meis. Suddenly a person can die. The person says, put away for a rainy day, but you may not live that rainy day. And if a person says, in time, the Mara says, if you'll say, aniach livni, I'll leave over to my son, chayk b'shal, a statue in the grave, mi yagei lecha, who will tell you? In the Adam, people, daimer, are compared to the esei hasada, to the grass of the field, halol natsolim, halol novim. These people grow, and these people wilt. So again, the same type of thing. You don't know what's going to be. So, you know, the child that you hope to provide for, and that's why you're holding onto your money, who knows what will happen to that child? Maybe he'll die. Maybe he'll squander the money. So, it's just, in the case, the more I was referring to advice, if a person has money coming to him, don't be so spendthrift with it. On the other hand, don't spend everything. But when it's given to the person, a person should use it for proper things. Amar Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, Hamahalach bederech, a person goes in the way, ve'ini moliviya, and he doesn't have to go alone. I mean, we'll see what the Gemara is going to say, that when traveling, it's not safe to go alone, therefore one should always be accompanied by something. So what should a person, let's say he's stuck, he has to go somewhere and he doesn't have a friend to accompany him, what's the thing he should do? The Gemara says, Yasuk b'Torah, he should learn the Torah, Shinema, and the Pasuk says, Ki leviyas chayim, for it's accompanied of favoritism. Marketing is chash v'raisho on the same lines. If a person has a pain in the head, yasuk b'taira, he should involve himself with Torah Shneimar, as Pasuk says, ki, for it is levius chayin, and accompanying a favor in hein l'rosha, for your head. Chash v'grono, if a person has a sore throat, or bothered by his throat, yasuk b'taira, he should involve with Torah Shneimar, v'anakin l'grasecha, is a necklace to your throat. Chash v'meyav, a person is sick, and his inwards, Yasuk b'tari, she goes into Torah Shneimar, it says, V'fa'oz tiyel saracha, a cure will be for your flesh. Chash b'motzmosav, a person's bones ail him, Yasuk b'tari, involved Torah Shneimar, as it says, V'shakivi l'smosecha, and it shall be a refuge for your bones. Chash b'chol gufo, see, you're sick of Chobal Yasuk B'Torah, one should be involved with Torah Shneimar. L'chol Basar Rape. Whoever has wounded flesh, it will cure him. So everybody asks the question. The Gemara, other places, says, and the Rana Dharam says, if a person is Yasuk B'Torah, it's the same Mavis, it's a potion of death. So how can over here the Gemara say, a person says, one who's Chash Reisha, or Chash Gufa, the Mara says one can lose the Vitera. So the Mara explains, the commentaries explain that a person that's really sick, there's a prohibition to cure himself with the words of the Torah. That you can't use the languages, you don't use the words of Torah as refuah. However, in this case, it's before the person got sick. Chash Rosh, he's starting to feel faint. It's before he got sick. So a person wants to give himself a merit as a chus, and he should learn Torah, and the set of chus Hashem Baruch Hu should prevent him from getting sick in the head, or getting sick in the throat, all these type of things. That we do say is permitted to learn Torah for that purpose. But once the illness has started, it is an inyan of not being healing oneself with divrei Torah. Again, it's not the same concept of it's the chus of learning should cause a person to have a cure. That's a different concept. It's really for the sake of saying psukim to get better. Chazal say one should not do that. Amar of Yehuda bar Rechia, Rechia bar Yehuda said, Vorei shalokim yisvah achash baruchim yisvah svedam. One can see it's not the trait of Hashem like a person. Meaning, Miyazvah svedam, a character of a person, Adam sinus and son chaveiro, a person gives his friend a cure. Lazay yaf lazay kasha. To this person, it's a wonderful thing, and to this person, it's difficult. Hashem is not the Nesetel Israel. Hashem gave to Torah Israel, to his Jewish people, same chayim lakol gufo. It is a curity for the entire body. L'chol guf shenema, and the pasuk says, l'chol basarim rabi, his whole flesh will be cured. Amar Rav Yavi Ma'yusiv, Rav Ami said, the pasuk writes, ki na'im, for it's pleasant, ki nishron b'indicha, for it's kept and preserving your stomach. Yachana yachdo, we should have prayed at once, al svasecha, on your lips. Aim is like divitur na'im, when it divitur pleasant, v'zman shemit shamim b'indicha, when it's preserved in one's innards, v'aim is like, and when is it shamim b'indicha, when is the Torah preserved in his inside, v'zman she yachana yachdo al svasecha, the time that's prepared at once on his lips. The Mara continues. Rav Zera Amar Mihacha from the following pasuk: Simcha leish b'mane piv v'davar v'ito, rejoice for a person with the sayings of his mouth and speaking his tongue. And he says, Ma tov, what good? And he must simcha leish. When is there a simcha for a person b'zman shaman v'fiv that he answered with his mouth? Again, the same concept we said before: when a person learns, it's not enough just to keep it inside in thought. One needs to express with a vocalization the learning that he does. Lash Nachrina, another explanation, a masai simcha l'ish. When is there some joy for a man with a man of thief? When the saying of the mouth is man, the time is shadavi ito. Mato, what good? Rav Yitzchak Amir from the following person. Again, the same concept that when the proper way for learning to get from learning is one's expressing his learning. This is kikarv halecha, it'll be close to you, hadavra, ma'aid, very much of a fich on your mouth, ulvavcha in your heart, lasoisa, to do it. And we say, aimless, I win karv elecha, when is the Torah close to you, bizman, shavafich, within your mouth, ulvavcha in your heart, lasoisa, do it. And Rav Amar Mihacha, and Rav Sinfai Pasuk, tau libo, the desire of his heart, nasatu love was given to him, vera'esa sefasiv, kol menasel. And Mark explains, aimless, I win, tavas libo is when, Nasatalai, bizman the time, sharares of a safi, when you with the initiate with the lips, bal nasela, it's held back. Rav Rami Ksiv, Rami has to find verse. Right, in one verse it says Ksiv, tas liba nasatalai. It says a desire of the heart be given to him. Ksiv, the opposite is sharares of safasiv bal nasela. So Mara explains. Zacha, if you zacha to learn by expressing what you're learning, tas liba nesataloi, the desire of his heart is given to him. Lo zacha, if you're not merited, varasa sefasiv kolmenas. And Rashi explains that what does this mean? Zacha. So first, Rashi sharesas means sefiras sefasiv, the telling of his lips, baltim nesela. When he's given knowledge, lahosiv v'sefasiv, to bring it with his lips, zacha he merits. Im yesh lo mazel tov, if you have good, he'll have a good mazel. When it's been tavos libo nasalai, the desire of his heart is given to him. Shabbai chu misaveh, at time he desires some ma'aloi tavoi, so his desire ad shalei shalei, you don't even have to ask it. Loi zacha, if you don't merit, sarach you need lihismakek. You have to, you're delayed. Tana, we learn. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, Kol makom shenemor netzach sel va'ed, where he uses these three words of netzach, sel and va'ed, ein lo hefsik olamis. It means continuity, eternity. Netzach to see as pasuk rose, ki lo la'olam arye v'lo netzach exof sel. As it says, for I will be alone and not forever I will be angry. Sel the chesiv is written kasher shemanu, like we heard, came in, so we see her. V'ir Hashem Svakos, V'ir Elokeinu Yenachanu Ad Olam. Again, it uses the word Selah, and it uses the word forever. And Va'ed also means Dichsev, as the Pasuk says, Hashem Yinloch Lam V'gavul forever. So these are three words when the Torah, we've seen in the prophets, and then we've seen in Tehillim, the implication of these words is eternity. Mara continues, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Mayasi, what's pshat in the following pasuk? V'anakim l'garecha, and you shall have a necklace for your neck. Imesa adamasmo ke'anak zeh, if a person makes himself like this necklace, Saraf al Sabah that protects the neck, veneer, and appears, so Mara explains, nira, ve'enu nira. It appears it doesn't appear. Talmud al miskam v'yado, his learning will be fulfilled in his hand, v'ilad, if not, ain't al miskam v'yado. His learning will not be continuous in his hand or fulfilled in his hand. Yamar Beloza, my next Steve Beloza says, with the explanation of the following verse, L'chayu karuga tabaisin. Mark explains, Imos and Adamasma karuga zu. If a person places his hand like this furrow, Shakol dashin bo, that everybody is involved with it, or actually, Kaboshim ze, and like this perfume. Shakol. Misbasim ba, if everybody is pleasantly with it, Talmudim is kayim, his learning will have a fulfillment. Being lav, if not, ain't Talmudim is kayim. His learning will not have fulfillment. And the Rashi explains, what does this mean? Nir vein and nir, it appears and doesn't appear. So this is shavi al sarvo. When a person lifts up his neck, nir mitachas akeno, it appears like a necklace under his neck. But most of the time, shesintaro zakeno mechasano, so his chin and his beard cover it. Kach so too. In Taman Chacham, if he's a wise person, ain't a road of Lasseis, of Obashuk. He doesn't run to go to the marketplace. El Yoshev, he sits in Machzor al Talmudo and reviews his learning. This kind of Yadai. His Torah will have fulfillment and will keep and not be forgotten. Shakal Dashan or so. Or everybody ask him, and Rashi explains that means shein lo gassus, that he has no haughtiness, that when someone asks him a question, he's not afraid to answer them. He will answer them. Or shakol misasim imenu, that everybody has like a scent from him, a pleasant scent. Shemalam me Torah la talmidim, he teaches his Torah to his students. The Mara continues. V'yama Rabbi Lazar said, Mayasi was the verse of the following pasuk. Charis aluchos is inscribed on the tablets. Imali l'nishtaru the luchos of Yishonos, if not broken the first of Ten Commandments, well, nishtar Yisrael, Torah would not have been forgotten from the Jewish people. And Amravacha bar Yaakov Amri says, "Ain kol not only that, ain kol v'lashon shaltes behen, no nation or every tongue would have ruled over them." Shneamar charus, that's inscribed. Al tikrei charus, inscribed el cheres freedom. In Amar Rav Masna, Rav Masna said, "My chesivus pshat in the pasuk, midmar metana. If a desert is a present, imesa no lasmo kima brzeh. If a person takes it like a desert, shakol dashin bo. Everybody has a connection to him. Amis kayim bo. His learning will be fulfilled. The imlav, if not, ain talmud is kayim biyadai. His Torah will not necessarily be. If he doesn't have the opportunity to let people benefit from him." He may lose out from his learning. It will not be a source of joy and strength. Rav of the right of Yosef Barachama. Rav, the son of Rav Yosef Barachama, Havi Milsa, the Rav Yosef Bahadei. There is something happening between Rav of Yosef Barachama and Rav Yosef. Kimata mal yomid kippurim, it came to Erev Yom Kippur. Amar Rav Rav Yosef said to himself. He said, "Ezel ifsa, I will go and I will appease Rav Yosef." Ezel, he found Ashla Shemaya. He found Rav Yosef's servant, the Kamazi Kasa. In those days, they drained their wine diluted, so he was preparing, he was diluting the wine. Amar Lei. So Rava said, Havli, give to me v'izmini. I will dilute it. Ana yavla mazgein. I will give him his diluted wine ketame, like the way Rava had it prepared. And Amar, he said, Rami hai mazigo l'nizga de Rava bar Yosef. But Yosef, who was a blind person, he said, this tastes like the way Rava diluted it. Racham. Amar lai anu. And he told Amar, I am him. So Amar lai, he told them, lo tizak reiche, don't sit down, ad de mefash lini hanikroi, until he explained to me the following verses. Ma'idik see the Pasuk writes, v'midma matana, and from the desert is a present. And we matana gnachliyal, and from the present is an inheritance. Well, the moral song was, I mean, umi nachlo bamus. Vavamas hai gai. Amalei. Noah explains the verse. Im odo matza atzma kemid bazeh. A person makes himself like a desert. Shakol doshan bo. He makes himself successful there by Tara nitin laba matana. The Torah is given to him as a present. The akivan shen nitin laba matana. It's given to him as a present. Nachlo keil. He has a godly inheritance. Shinama, and that's the Pasuk says, Umi Matana Nachlio. And from the present is a gift of God. The Kima Shinachal Keol, since its inheritance is of God, Oil Gedula, he'll go up to great Shinam. That's the Pasuk writes, Umi Nachala, Umi Nachlio Bamos. And from Nachlio, Bamos is a high place. However, the Im Megas Levi, and if he becomes haughty with himself, HaKosh Baruch Hu Mashbila Hashem will lower him, Shinamar, Umi Bamos, and from the and from the mountains, Haggai goes to the, he goes back to the valley. However, and if he will do to repentance, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Magbio, Hashem will lift him up. Shneamar, the Pasuk says, Kol Gai, whoever is in the valley, Nasi Hashem will raise up. What's the explanation of the following verse? Yashuba Tach chin to tovasa, you prepare your gut and your guts on the elokim to the eyes of God. So he goes, Im adam meisim atzmo kachayizu. The person plays himself like this wild animal. Shidareses ochelech, that doris, that he tramples and eats. Vika da'amre, let's say, shimasrechav ochelech, that he makes it putrid and eats. Talmudim is kambiyado, his learning will have a kiyum to it, will have a fulfillment to it, it will have an. It won't be just for the time, but it'll go on for a long time. Vim love, preservation, and vim love, and if not, ain't Talmud Miskayim Biyado. His Torah skull will not have a fulfillment to it. Vim Osa Kain, and if he acts like that, HaKosh Baruch Hu Osa Lo Sud Ba'atzma, Hashem will self make a meal from Shnei Amar. So Pasuk says, Tachin Mitavatzcha, and the parent you goes, La'ani, La'ani Hashem, to the eyes of Hashem. Or Rashi Kirilani, Rashi, if you look at Rashi Laani, Rashi Rez, Lazah, for this person, Shashem Atzma Ka'ani, place himself like a poor person. Lashabasa, Shasam Ka'ani, Lachar Lachazal, where he makes himself like a poor person, to, like a poor person goes around always looking for money, that's the way he makes his learning. So, to over here is just such a person. What does it mean, a person, that he does this as learning, as fulfillment? So, Rashi explains in previous places is that. He works so hard that he does, like when he hears Divrei Torah, and he just reviews it on a constant level, and he doesn't stop 1 minute to do other things to it. Therefore, because he keeps on learning his Torah, there'll be a fulfillment to it. Mara continues. Amar Rav. The creator of his fig will eat its fruit. Why is Torah compared to Teina? Ma Teina Zu, just like a Teina. Kol Mazman Shadam Misham Sheba. Anybody who feels it. Motsu Ba Teinim brings out the Teina fruit after Torah. So too the words of Torah calls among Sha'adam Hoga Bahan. That person toils in it, Mot Ben Tam, he'll find a taste. So Rashi explains, what does that mean? It means that She'enim is Bashash Bavatzachas. He doesn't, these fruits don't ripen at one time. Elohayim Ma'at, today a little bit, Lamacha Ma'at, tomorrow a little more. The Chosha Roy Lechamihan, one is able to benefit from it. That's learning also, again, the same point that a person, the more he dwells into the words of Torah, it does not become a exercise of futility. On the contrary, the more he understands and what clarity he gets, and eventually the person is able to think of novel things. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani Meinich Tzivir, Rav Shmuel said the following pasuk: Yalat Ahovim Yalat Chayin. Beloved is the, we'll see, actually, Lama Nishli Torah Ayalas. Why is the Torah compared to it? I think it's Gafon. Lama had to tell you. Ma Ayala Rahmasar. And Ayala, its womb is now. Vechaviva Ba'ala, Kosha, Vishaya, Vishana, Vishaina. And it's beloved to the one who had relations with it each and every moment, like the first time, after Yivrei Torah, so too are the words of the Torah. Chaviva Ma'ala, Lamdeim, Kosha, Vishaya. They're beloved to the proposal alone each and every time. Kishar Rishon, like the first time. Yalzchein, and it brings off favoritism, which means Shemalzchein, the finest favoritism alone that those who learn it. And we see by learning, it's the and we say in the Shema actually, in the Pasuk of Shema, Hashem Nochitza Hayyim, which I command you today, that Hashem command you today. So it tells me that the Shema is telling you that when one learns Torah, Rashi says, it's Kadashim. That should be like new. So we see that the more a person is involved with Torah, instead of just, as you would say, the more time learning it, it brings a newness to the one that does, is involved with it. The pasuk continues, the Gemara continues, the Daya Yarucha, the Chol Eis. The Gemara says, Lama Nu Shiladivei Torah Kedad. Why are the words of Torah compared to a breast? Ma Dedzeh, just like a breast calls, Ma Shatin Misham Sheba. Most b'cholav, all the time that a child, when he uses it or sucks it, most b'cholav he finds in the milk after vitaira. So to the words of Torah, kol zaman sha'ado hagavahen, that a person dwells in it, motzav behen tam, v'avas he finds it, taste in it, v'avasa tisharak tamid, and in his loveness, in the loving of the Torah, he constantly dwells in it. Kigon, for example, Kigon Rav Elazar ben Pardes. Like Rav Elazar ben Pardes, the market continues, what is this, who was this Rav Elazar ben Pardes? Am Olav, Rav Elazar, Shahayayay Sheva Ozer Be'Torah, Shuk Tachlan Shal Tzipori. That he was involved, sitting in Vam Torah, in the lower marketplace of the city of Tzipori. The Sidono and his linens, Mutal B'Shuk Achlan Shal Tzipori, were placed in the upper market of Sipura. And Laura continues. Again, the words of the Divrei Torah, because there's, he was so involved with it. It seems to me that he didn't realize where his. He was so involved with the Torah that. And he left his garment or whatever. And that's the way a person who really is involved with Torah. That is only in pursuit, therefore even certain articles of clothing he doesn't remember where he put them. And Amar in the market is Tanya, Amar of Yitzhak ben Elazar, Pamachas one time Baal Adon Leploy came to take Umatza both Shraf and found it in a snake that was dead. Tana Ravanan, and that's Divrei Torah. Not only is a Divrei Torah the type of thing that when you're toiling you don't realize what's going on around you. In the sense that the Bnei Shalom protects those that, this type of worm or snake, whatever, he didn't even notice it. Tanu learned, Devei Ravana, Maidich, see what's the shot in the following pasuk? Reich vei asainais, secharis yashel midyan. Vaholchi yalderach zichon. So Mara explains, what's Reich vei asainais? Riders of donkeys. Eile tami chachamim, these are tamuk salas. Shemahachim yilir, they travel from city to city, medin medina. From country to country, lil mo Torah, to learn Torah. Sechayres, which we darshan, she'oisin osan kisarayim, that they make it like the morning. Yoshev al midyan, they sit on midyan, which means she'edayin din emes lamito. They judge the laws to its truth. Mara continues. Lamit v'hoichlin elu, and those who travel elu bali mikra, these are the ones who learn the verses.
al derech, on the way, elu b'al mishnah, these are those who learn the mishnayos, sicha, elu b'al talmud, those who talk, these are the ones who learn the talmud. Why? Shekol sichas and divrei Torah, for all the words of the words of the Torah. Again, the verse is praising those who not only learn the Torah, but live the Torah, and is their reason of being. Amar Rav Shizvi Shmur Rav Elazar Bar Azariah, Rav Elazar Ben Azariah. Rav Shizvi said the name of Elazar Ben Azariah. Ma'adich Tziv, how do we explain the following pasuk, verse? Lo Yachroch Ramiyat Sido. And we explain, Lo Yechale, he will not live. Lo Yach Yam Esad Ramai, he won't have long days. It basically means Sayed, Ahana Ramai, who is deceitful. Rashi explains, who is considered Esad Ramai? Rashi explains, Shamar V'girsa, a person that learns a lot, Ve'enu Melachsor Allah, but does not review it. Rav Sheshes had the following. Rav Sheshes on Asad HaRamai Yachros. And Rashi explains, what's Asad HaRamai? According to Rav Sheshes, Ein Zeh Ramai, this is not a deceitful person, Ela Shaita, he's a fool. V'Hakobet Al Yad, and who gathers on his hands, mean, who am I? He is the person that is deceitful. Barum v'dever, he's slightful in his word. Hu yarach klaimer. Yiskami yadai is fulfilling his hands, kesaid ramai. It's like a type of hunter. Shemeshaba gav harishon, rishon, that he breaks like the first wing of a bird. Kishilachta, when he conquers it, shalai yarach, that should run away. Hu chorech aifis, he burns a bird and eats it. The Quran, the pasuk mitma, is making a big mullet. Lo yarech, he doesn't burn. Lo yatzach v'yachel, he doesn't be clear and eat it. Again, the way a person is supposed to learn, a person shouldn't learn, just learn, and not review. And meaning that he just shouldn't learn for the sake of knowing the knowledge, but when he learns, he's required to learn it and then review it, relearn it, review it, that it should be arranged in orderly fashion in his mind. And Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi came along, Amar, Mashal, it's a parable, Lesaya to hunter, Shesad Suparim, who hunts birds, Imishon Rishon, if one by one, Mishabra Kanafav Mishtamer, if he breaks the wings, he'll be able to fulfill, to keep it, if not Imishtamer, he's not kept, to fly away. And Amar Rabba, Amar Rav, Schor Amar Rav Huna. Rabba, Schor Sene Rav Huna, Mayasir, again, another pasuk. Hain, Mehevel, Yamalit, Hakovot al Yad Yarba. So he explains, Im Osa Adam Tarasa Chavilus Chavilus. If a person makes his learning bundles by bundles, Mismayit, the Torah will be diminished. V'imlav, if not, Kaibet al Yad, if he gathers it on his, Emil Yarba, he'll increase it. What does that mean? The implication is, if a person learns a little bit and interrupts his learning, and then learns a little more and interrupts his learning, such a person, his learning will not have a key to it. What a person should do is to learn with, it's called hasmada, with continuity, and to learn continually, the more he learns without interruption, and the more he reviews, such a person, through that his learning will have a continuity and will have a success and feel himself good about what he's doing. And Amar Rabba, Rabba said, Yada Rabban Lahai Mosa, the rabbis know this thing, V'avrilai, and they transgress it. And Amar Rabba Nachum, Yitzchak Ana Avdina, however, he says, I do V'kan V'yadi, I learn a lot, and I do am, without necessarily reviewing all the time, and yet the Torah I have, eventually I will review it, and I do have some type of success. And the Maran continues, Tanu Rabbanan, Etudat, Ketzad Seder Mishnah. How, in the days, did they learn Rashi explains the oral law? In the days of the Midbar, when the Jews were in the desert. Moshe Lamed Mipi HaGevura. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moses, a teacher, learned from Hashem. Nichnas Aron, Aaron came into the Vishana Lamaisha. Moshe taught it to him. Pirkin is learning. He's telling Aaron. Aaron sat down. Vyasha the small Moshe. And sat to the left of Moshe. Nichso Banav, his sons, enter Vishana Lahan Moshe. And again, Moshe repeated them. Here, Kande learning. And Nistalko Banashal, but Nistalik Banavsh. And then the kids went. Elazar Yashar Lamin Moshe. Elazar sat to the right of Moshe. Vitmar the small Aaron. And Itamar sat to the left of Aaron. And Rabbi Yehuda Amar Le'olam Arim Moshe, always was consonant to Aaron to the right of Moshe. Chayzer, they were into Nichnasu. And they view it Nichnasu as a Canaan. The elders would Vishanel and Moshe. Pirkan Moshe would tell them the learning. Nistalik Zakanim, they would go. Then Nichnasu Am. The nation would come in, Shanel and Moshe. Moshe would teach them. Here can the learning Nimsa we find Biyad Aaron Arba. Aaron heard everything four times, Biyad Vanu Shloisha and his hand three times, Biyad Sukim Shnayim. The elders would hear too, and Biyad Kol Echad. They'd all hear from Moshe one time. And then Nistalik Moshe would get up and leave. The Shanel and Aaron Pirko. Then Aaron would repeat what he just had heard from Hashem. Excuse me, what he heard from Moshe. Nistalik Aaron would lead Shanalehan Banov, then they would repeat what they learned. Perakan Nistalko Banov, then they would lead Shanalehan Zakanim. The Kanim would explain the learning. Perakan Nimso, we find Viata Kol Arba. A person, even they, heard everything four times. Mikan, from here, Amar Rabbi Lozer, Chayv Adon Lashos Latalmid of Arba Amim. A person needs to teach his students four times something. It is a certainty. Uma Aaron Shalom Pi Moshe, that Aaron had learned from the mouth of Moshe. And Moshe Pi Vugura, and Moshe heard from the mouth of Hashem. Kach Hedit Pi Hedit. So too, when a common person from a common person, Alkan's Kama, certainly that he has to learn it four times. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Menayin, how do we know? Shechayv Adam, Lishmos Talmidim, Ad Shalom Danu. Had an obligation is has to teach his student until he teaches them that they should know Shneamar. It says Vilamdis Mei Israel. He teach the children of Israel. And how do we know? Ashe Sru Dura Bafihim, they should be orderly in their mouths, Shneamar. It says Sima Bafihim, place in the mouth. Menayin Shachayv the Harz upon him. You have to show them a positive face, Shneamar. It says Ve'ela Hamishpatim Asher Tasliv Nehim. And these are statues which you have to place in front of them. So I was going to ask all these questions. Why did they have to go through the whole bother to learn everything from Moshe, Aaron, the Zakanim, and the children? Why did they learn direct from Moshe the whole time? Well, Liam called me Moshe. Let them learn everything from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara says, Kedei, L'chol HaKavod, L'Aaron, L'Banav. I'm going to give respect to, first, the children, his brother Aaron, Ubanov, his sons, is of Kavos Akenum, in respect to the elders. So Asimar v'Nig al Aaron v'Nigmar v'Moshe, let Aaron get up and let them learn from Moshe, or Lo Banov, let the children get up and Nigmar v'Aaron and let them learn from Aaron, or Lel Zakenum, let the elders get up and Lel v'Banov and let them learn from his sons. The legs will. And then they'll go, remember, Lekula Yisrael, and they'll learn from all the Yidden. And Samar, Kivin, Hamoshe, and Piagur, Gamar, since Moshe himself heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mistai Milsei, they would have, he had a lot of help, that the learning that he heard from Hashem directly, at least they heard one time from him, they'd remember what he heard. And Amamar, Mar said, "Yehuda Omer, Le'olam Aaron Yamin Moshe, Chayzer. Always Aaron was to the right of Moshe." Now the Mar says, "Come on, Atzal, how does Tanu? Who does the following brayse to go to? Shloisha Shayim Mahalchim Vederech. People are traveling the way. Harab Emsa, the Rabbi in the middle, the Galbi Yamino, the great, the better, the more prominent person on the right, the kind of small, the less person left." Lamer Rabbi Yehuda Hivu Rabbanan. Let's say it's Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbanan. Says Marafilu Tema Rabbanan. Even if you're going to say that it is Rabbanan who hold Mishum Tichat Aaron, because we don't want Aaron to have to go back and forth, that's why we kept him on the right side. Rav Preda, the Mara is a very famous story. How much patience a teacher has to have. Rav Freida had the Talmida. Rav Freida had the following student, to have Itani Lula Arba Mezimni. He said, teach us him 400 times, Vigamar. And then he'd finally learn it. Yom Echad, one day, Ba'ul Milsa, the mitzvah. They asked him that he had to do a mitzvah pidyon shvuin to redeem the somebody who was had captive. So what happened was, guess what happened? Tanalei, he taught him v'lo lamar. The student didn't know how to understand what he's talking about. Amalei, he asked him, "No, no, ma'ishna, why is it different?" Amalei, he told him. The student said, "Ma'ishaita, amalei lamar, ika milsa b'mitzvah." When you told me, the student said to the teacher, that you have to go to mitzvah, aschaydai ledaitai. I had, as you would say, a hezachadas. I wasn't concentrating. V'cholshaita, I mean, hashakaymar, and I kept every time you were getting ready to leave, and I couldn't concentrate, and I wasn't able to follow your conversation. So Amalei, he said, Havdaitach, calm down, Vasni Lecha, I'll tell it to you again. Hadav Tanalei Arba Meazimni Achmini. He told him 400 times. Nath must call, Necha, when Nath Amalei, Necha Leho, it's good for you, Delisvecha Arba Meashana, Otiska Atvidarach Dalmadasi. He said, if you want, I'll give you 400 years of life, the echo held out, or you'll merit for you and your generation the world to come. Amar, he said, Refreda, Nizaka Anav Dry Amal the Asi. Let me and my generation merit to go in the world to come. Amar Lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, because you're Tanel Lo Zu Vizu. You'll get both long life and your generation will go in the world to come. And Amar Chisa said, and Torah Niknas Al Vesimanim, the Torah is only acquired by using, we'll see, in order to help merit to member, one has to use like different tricks of the trade. Shneim, and that's supposed to go sima b'fihem, placing him. I'll take a sima ella simna, a sign. Shama rabba tachlifu mirava. He heard also. He went amar kamed rabavoyu. He said in front of rabavoyu. Amar, he said asun mihasam asisun la. You learn from there. Ana I mihacham asisun. I learn from this parasuk. Hasivi lecha tzion simlech. The Mark explains, what does it mean? Hatzivi means place for yourself signs, which you place for you also tzion l'Torah. Place yourself signs for Torah. Umay mashman. How do we know? The high tzion. This word tzion is the simon who means to put a sign. You see, that's the pasuk right. The rei etzam adam, and you'll see the bones of person ubana etzo tzion, and you'll put a sign, a mark that people should know. And Rav Elazar amar mihacham the following verse. Emor lechachma achosi at. Say to wisdom, you're my sister. Umo de labina tikra, and understanding for and knowledge for understanding will be called. And we see oisam moda Torah, which make a known thing for Torah. And with this, we will conclude.